Hello, everyone. Today we continue our series on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos with the ninth mitzvah, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, of sanctifying the name of God. The source for this mitzvah is a pasuk in Parshas Emor, V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, and I will be sanctified amongst the Jewish people. The Medrash underscores the importance of this mitzvah by saying that Hashem only took the Jewish people out of Egypt on the condition that they sanctify the name of Hashem in public. The Rambam explains the idea behind this mitzvah, that just like we are commanded to believe with an immutable faith in the existence of God, in the oneness of God, in the omnipotence of God, as well as in God's Torah, so too we are also commanded to publicize that faith and be proud of that faith and be willing to proclaim it to the world through our actions and words, irrespective of what the rest of the world may think, even if we are threatened with physical harm or even threatened by taking our very lives, we must nevertheless be willing to sacrifice everything, including our lives, rather than repudiate our belief in Hashem and His Torah. And the Rambam says that one who gives up their life rather than deny Hashem, rather than deny God, has fulfilled the mitzvah of sanctifying Hashem's name, of Kiddush Hashem. And if they do it in public, they then have fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem Berabim, of publicly sanctifying the name of God, which, as the Medrash says, is one of the main conditions that Hashem took the Jewish people out of Egypt. I want to point out one interesting thing, which is the source for this mitzvah. Now, as I said before, the source that the Rambam gives is V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. I will be sanctified amongst the Jewish people. However, that statement is just that. It's a statement. It's not a commandment. And in fact, the Rambam has to prove that there is a commandment despite the fact that this pasuk exists. The Rambam has to use a combination of a Gemara and a Medrash to be able to derive that we are actually obligated to sacrifice our lives. And I think that the reason is because the pasuk is phrased as a statement and not a tzivui. It is phrased as a reality and not as a command. The Torah doesn't say, "and you shall sanctify the name of God." Rather, it says, "I will be sanctified amongst the Jewish people." And we infer from that reality, from that statement, that there is a command. And there are several mitzvos that are phrased in this way as a statement rather than a command. One that we've already studied previously is the first mitzvah, the mitzvah to believe in Hashem. The mitzvah to believe in God, the source for it is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, your God. There is no commandment. There is no tzivui. There is no language of command that Hashem tells the Jewish people, you shall believe in me. Rather, Hashem says, I am Hashem. And we infer from there that there is an obligation to believe in God's existence. And I don't think it's a coincidence, then, that this mitzvah as well is phrased in such a way. Hashem is saying, I will be sanctified amongst the Jewish people, and therefore we infer that we are commanded to ensure that Hashem will be sanctified. The link, I believe, is quite clear. Just like we are obligated to believe in God, so too we are also obligated to act on that faith and proclaim it and be proud of it, despite or in the face of whatever the world may say, think, or do to us. Another, I think, important link that might explain why these commandments are phrased as statements rather than as obligations is because the Kiyum HaMitzvah, the fulfillment of the mitzvah, is an act, is a discrete act, either mental in the case of believing in God, or physical in the case of sanctifying the name of God. However, in addition to the actual Kiyum HaMitzvah, the act of fulfilling the mitzvah, there is a much more significant, in terms of time and action, there is a much more significant foundation that needs to take place in order for that mitzvah to be fulfilled. For example, when it comes to belief in God, the act, the kiyum ha-mitzvah, the fulfillment of the mitzvah, is simply believing. However, all the work of learning what to believe, searching for what to believe, proving what to believe, all of that is not necessarily a kiyum ha-mitzvah, might not be the actual act of fulfilling the mitzvah, but it is integral, it is the idea behind that mitzvah, and it is necessary in order that the mitzvah should be fulfilled. And those activities, that preparation, that idea behind the mitzvah, applies every single moment of the day. Similarly, when it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, the act of the fulfillment, the kiyum ha-mitzvah, the discrete activity that we do to fulfill the mitzvah might be giving up our lives, should the situation demand it. However, the Rambam says that there is a crucial foundation of the mitzvah that applies every single moment of our lives, which is that we are obligated to publicize through our actions, through our deeds, and through our pride of being Jews, to proclaim our faith in Hashem, to proclaim our faith in His Torah. And while that might not necessarily be the actual act of fulfilling the mitzvah, it is what the Rambam calls the inyan ha-mitzvah, the idea behind the mitzvah, and something that is crucial and critical in order to fulfill that mitzvah should the need arise. And it is also infinitely more relevant and applicable on a day-to-day basis. And so while we hope to never actually have to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, of sanctifying the name of God by giving up our lives, although we certainly, our ancestors, have done that for thousands and thousands of years, and we are prepared to do so should the need arise, God forbid, nevertheless, the inyan ha-mitzvah that the Rambam talks about, the idea behind the mitzvah of continuously living a life where we are proud to live as Torah observant Jews who believe in Hashem and His Torah, irrespective of what public sentiment might say or do in our face of publicly living as Jews, that is relevant every single day. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.